You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Bless to me.
That's what as we evangelist, call you, yeah.
Takes you further.
You were born in a manger.
If we are to be good stewards of the word of God, then the gifts, the operation of those gifts, and the teaching of those gifts from Jesus, must be taught, learned, and implemented in God's church. Not your church, but in God's church. Again, I'm not pointing to a particular church. When God give us correction, it's for the entire church. It's for the whole church. Because it's one. We are one body. And it comes to every last one of us the same way. In Ephesians chapter 4, Jesus ascended up from above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he said that he might fill all things. And he says in verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Listen to what he did it for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. See, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, how in the world can you think you're going to measure up to the fullness of Christ? And here, you're not talking about the gifts of Christ. You're not working the works of Christ. You might not even have one of those gifts in you yourself, and you're not teaching it to the whole body of Christ. Man, that's XXX. That's 000. That's nothing. We have to be able to do the things that God has set us up to do, or we're a failure. We have to measure up to the life and stature of Jesus Christ. Are you there yet? I don't think so. I know I'm not, but I'm growing. And I'm trying to get there, and with the help of the good Lord, I will make it. Verse 14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait for deceive, wait to deceive. This is a whole teaching lesson on its own, so I can't get into every one of them. I'm trying to finish this portion of the lesson, but we will come back and we will revisit these scriptures. But speaking the truth in love and grow up into him in all things, this is what we're supposed to do. Grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. This is our golden moment right now, our opportunity to grow up, to be mature brides of Christ. Hebrews chapter 5, Paul says, we are of dull hearing. This is what he says. In verse 12, he says, when for the time we ought to be teachers, we have need that one teach us again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. That's the first principle. Sometimes we need to go back to the first things that we learned and did. We need to be taught again. And we're not going to get pastors to do that. We're going to have to do it ourselves. Go back and get the teaching of God's word ourselves. And we are to become such as have need of milk. It says, I'm finishing that verse. We are to be Not like those that have the need of milk and not of strong meat. We can't be babies. The word is telling us we just cannot be babies anymore. We cannot be babies, saints of God. We're going to have to get the word of God in us, and we're going to have to begin to perform the way he tells us to. And I'm going to read verse 12 again. He says, when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which is the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk. See, that this is what you'll become. And, you know, you need to go back. Some of us have lost the meat, and we need to go back to the teachings again, you know, such as that have need of milk and not of strong meat. Now, some of us need to go back to get off that meat, to get off that milk. We're going to have to go back through the scriptures and being taught again through the word of God so that we can go back to the strong meat. And verse 13 says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful. See, you don't know how to use the weapons. You don't know how to use joy and peace and long-suffering and the faith of God. You don't know how to use it when you're still drinking that milk. You haven't grown enough yet. We know that from the natural side. If a baby is still on milk, he's still a baby. He can't get up and fight. He can't get up and feed himself, and he can't get up and change his own diapers, and he can't do all that stuff. But when you grow up, you can do that. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. You cannot practice righteousness. You cannot heal the sick, raise the dead, lay hands on the sick and they be healed. You can't go out and be helpers one to another with the word of God when you're still on that milk. You don't know nothing yourself. You're unskillful in the word of righteousness. For it is you a baby. That's what it says. For he is a baby. When you're unskillful, you're a baby. Verse 14 says, but strong meat belong to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I'm talking about discernment. You have to discern your own life. Where are you in your life? Are you still sucking on the bottle? Or are you trying to eat the meat? You're going to meat. You have to decide that. You're not. A preacher cannot take 1,000 people and give them one-on-one, taking you off the bottle and setting you on meat. He can come on certain days of the week, and he can preach the gospel, but the most of that is going to come straight from you. You have to do this. The Bible said work on your own soul salvation with fear and tremble. We have to throw the milk bottle away, saints, and we have to begin eating the meat of the gospel. In Romans 14 and 7, God says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and joy in the Holy Ghost. He's telling us what it is. We're in the kingdom of God now, where we are expected to carry on the works that Jesus did and the greater works. That's why we must stop. We must stop drinking that milk of the word. Those little generic sermons that we hear, those little bits of the word and tidbits that we hear that has no teeth in them. We have to stop doing that. It's okay because it's part of the word. As long as you're growing up as a child, you grow through that, and then you go on to the meat stage. You know, we like to pay our tithes. That's something we hear a lot. We like to give. We like to hear sermons on love and loving one another. Those are fine. We have to do all of that. But when will we get to the meat of what we need to do? All those things are good, and it's necessary. But you know, people need something that's going to help them through the pandemic. You know, they need something. People need something that they can sink their teeth into, something that will cause them to walk and to work, become stirred up, you know, in their inner man so that they can become mature Christians, able to heal. That's when you're mature, you're able to work the works of God. You're able to heal the sick, raise the dead, you know. You're able to move diseases and pandemics off the face of this earth. You know, we have the power. If we just grow up, we have the power. Saints of God, we have it. If God not only wants us to, he not only wants us, his saints, to grow up and be full grown. He wants us to grow up and be full grown so that we can fight those devils. He wants us to be devil stomping Christians. But that's what he expects us to do. Are we willing to do that? We have gifts and tools that can move mountains, but can we use them? Let's look at the scripture, 1 Corinthians 12, and we're going to start at the first verse. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. See, God don't want us ignorant. He don't want us ignorant. There are spiritual gifts, and we need to know about them, and we need to possess them. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given for every man to profit withal. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. All this is coming from the Spirit of God. Verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning, there's discerning again, of spirits, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these gifts works by that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. God divide that just like he will. If you work hard, you might get a two or three gifts or four gifts. You might get all the gifts, and it might be to no measure, just like it was to Jesus. Or you might get several gifts with limited power. It's up to God to do that. The point I'm making is that all the things, all the gifts, the weapons that God has given us, they're not in place and they're not in action in his church. And until they are, you know, we'll only have a remnant of God's church. And everyone else calling themselves Christians can only be a shell of what God has called us to be. Saints of God, we have a lot of growing up to do, and we have a lot of work to do. God is giving us a perfect opportunity to start over, clean ourselves up, and then continue to help others into the kingdom. The pandemic, it kills, and the sin that we may find ourselves in, it will kill us. But let me tell you something. If you're doing the will of God, the pandemic can't kill us, and no sin can kill us, because we're free from sin. So saints, let's get to work. Discern that it's time to do the works of God. You know, it's time to work like never before. We can't follow after the traditions and custom of men. You know, stuff we ought to be doing and saying, you know, protocols that have nothing to do with the gifts that God has placed in his kingdom. The kingdom, the gifts of righteousness, joy, and peace, and love in the Holy Ghost, we won't be able to do that if we're still performing.